Many elderly and disabled Americans are isolated by frailty, illness, and at this time of year, in the northern states, weather. Many also suffer from malnutrition. A nonprofit program called Meals on Wheels provides and delivers more than 1 million meals a day to clients across the United States. The people who make and deliver those meals in Vermont say it's a vital service that gives both ways. The commercial kitchen at Fitzboke Catering, which operates the Meals on Wheels program in Rutland, Vermont, is a blur of mid-morning activity. A chef is baking strips of chicken breast, 2,000 of them. Another employee is using a paddle to stir an oversized pot of stuffing.
Everything's made from scratch. They cut up the chicken, they bread it by hand.
Penny Jones, the administrative coordinator at Meals on Wheels, says the kitchen typically prepares about 1,000 meals a day.
They start here at 5:30 in the morning, and all of the meals are out the door by 11 a.m.
The meals are delivered to people all across central Vermont, covering a 160-kilometer radius.
It's really important because if you can imagine when you're hungry for lunch and waiting for the person to bring you your food, and in the winter, not knowing if they're going to be able to get to you or not.
It takes a large group of paid and volunteer drivers to make sure the food does get through. People like Mary Therese Briggs. She's a dietary aide for Meals on Wheels, and 3 days a week she loads up her 20-year-old Volvo and hits the road.
I like it. I like the people.
Just to see the smile sometimes on the, you know, the clients' faces when you walk in. Sometimes you're the only person that they see all day. It just makes you feel good.
Briggs pulls up to a tired-looking house to make her first delivery. A water pipe hisses loudly just inside the front door.
Hello?
The door is unlocked, and Briggs opens it and bounds up a small flight of steps to the kitchen, where an older gentleman sits waiting. He smiles and gets up slowly to greet her. They exchange a few words, and then she's off again to her next stop. Do you ever cry when you do this job?
Yes. Yes. There's one stop we're going on today, and it's just the wife. The husband passed away last Friday. I think it makes you more aware of your own mortality. You know, someday this is going to be me. Someday this is going to be you.
Briggs turns a corner to head to Leona Kish's house. Kish lost her husband about a year ago. Kish is a tiny woman dressed in a bright red sweater. Meals on Wheels provides her with lunch 3 days a week.
I love cooking, but when I'm alone now, I don't cook as much. And with my daughter, she wanted me to have Meals on Wheels to make sure I get all the vitamins and benefits I need. But I enjoy mostly the people coming. I love people. And I like to, you know, sit down and visit with them. But many of my friends have gone. My little pet here, Rudy, he's such a good companion for me.
She offers Briggs homemade rum balls and confides that they're made with an old family recipe and were favorites of her late husband. Then she grows quiet for a moment.
This used to be my husband's chair, so now I occupied it so I can look out the window a little bit, see something. Yeah. And I wish all of you Happy New Year with the best of health to everybody.
Mary Therese Briggs walks back to her car smiling and brushing off a few stray cookie crumbs. Few jobs, she says, can make you feel so appreciated and so thankful. For VOA News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland, Vermont.